Starting from today, there are many notable days to celebrate in the upcoming few weeks, starting with the spring equinox, the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. It happens about this time of year around March 21st. An equinox is when the sun is positioned directly above the Earth's equator, which happens just twice a year on the vernal and autumnal equinoxes. An interesting celebration around the spring and fall equinox take place in Mexico each year at the ancient ruins of the Mayan city Chichen Itza. This celebration has taken place almost since the ancient pyramid El Castillo was built back in around 1000 AD. The Mayan were skilled astronomers, and the pyramid is dedicated to the feathered serpent god, Quetzalcoatl. At sunset on the equinoxes, the angle of the sun creates shadows that look like a giant snake. The light and shadow snake appears to slither down the pyramid steps until it merges with the huge sculpted serpent's head at the bottom. I'm sure everyone is already surmising about a creative lie they can come up with to fool their friends and others on April Fool's Day. I think it's rather silly but good for a laugh if you can pull the wool over someone's eyes. Then of course, one of the most important Christian celebrations is adhered to at Easter. It's a great time to learn about who and what this celebration is about, beyond bunny rabbits, chocolate and family festivities that seem to monopolize the conversation. It is probably considered the most holy of holy holidays. Sunday, April 9th is Easter Day. I forgot to mention that April 4th is Hug a Newsman Day, so I'll be waiting for all those huggy expressions of kindness. And April 10th is Golfer's Day. All around the country, golfers are honing their skills and can't wait to show them off, getting some good quality exercise and celebrate life at its best. The time spent in the bushes looking for the balls is an added bonus enjoying the great outdoors, not to mention maybe an added stressor. At least it makes good conversation on hole 19 when the gang comes in and post evaluates the game. Did I ever tell you about teaching our boys to make grilled cheese sandwiches when they were about 6 years old? Well, now's the time, with Grilled Cheese Day coming up on April 12th. I thought I should teach them a few skills in the kitchen, and this was one of them, alongside how to open a can of soup. Moms are not always around every minute of the day to alleviate the discomfort of growling bellies, so boys need to know a few basics so they don't starve. Well, I can tell you that grilled cheese sandwiches were the rage around the house for days, not to mention weeks, and at all times of the day and evening. Now that they are adults, I don't seem to see that they have the same desire for grilled cheese sandwiches as back then. I will conclude with Newspaper Columnists Day to be celebrated on April 18th. After all these years, I admire columnists who can whip up a column from week to week. It's a day in the life of. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.